For people who want to get their exercise on bikes, they no longer have to own one to ride one. In a number of big cities, they have introduced bike-sharing schemes. Jacob Fenston reports on the nation's largest in Washington, D.C.
It seemed like overnight, all of a sudden, these funny-looking bikes were everywhere.
Well, you've probably seen them. They're just the big red bikes.
I don't want to say dorky. They're thick.
They're really distinctive.
They're big.
They're crowding the bike lanes, lining up at intersections, dodging traffic, and the people who ride them can't get enough.
I use it at least once a day, if not more.
I go to meetings for work. I use it to go to the grocery store. I used it to see a concert at 9:30 Club.
Running my errands or biking to dinner with friends.
Mostly I use it for commuting.
I try to every day if it's not raining.
D.C. installed the system just over 8 months ago with about 1,000 of these red bikes scattered across the city. The idea is simple. Check out a bike at any of the high-tech solar-powered stations, pedal across town, and drop it off at any other station. It's public transportation on a bicycle.
I look at it as two-wheel buses.
Paul DeMeo is a bit of a bike-sharing zealot. He was into sharing bikes way before it was cool. Back in 1995, he was up late one night in college.
Even before Google was out, I was Yahooing and came across some photographs of Copenhagen's Bucyklen, or city bike program, and I just thought it was the most amazing thing. And just said, we need this in the U.S. We need this everywhere.
The next semester, he took off to Copenhagen to study these amazing Bucyklen. And that was the start of his bike-sharing crusade. A few years later, he quit his day job and started a business as a bike-share consultant. The system here is one of his clients.
You know, right now, for the most part, driving is easy, and that's why people do it. And so if we make bicycling easy, people will do it.
And here in D.C., people are doing it. The system now has 12,000 members. Many of them weren't biking at all before.
I have not owned a bike in probably 20 years.
I do this instead because it's cheaper.
Because my apartment's too small to have a bike in it.
I've had two bikes stolen.
My bike was stolen.
And I've had a bike in the city a few years back that was stolen.
The main complaint people have now about the bike share system is that so many people are using it, it can be impossible to find a bike, especially at rush hour.
There aren't enough docks at a station, there aren't enough stations around the city, there aren't enough bikes.
Daniel Golke used to bike share to work, but now he walks because he can never find a bike. Of course, not everyone wants a shiny red bicycle.
I'm hard-pressed really to understand the advantages of it.
Jeff Miller. We're in Arlington, Virginia, a D.C. suburb that's part of the bike share system. Miller's a spokesman for the Arlington Republican Party, and lately he's the public face of bike share opposition.
The taxpayers are subsidizing $7,000 per bicycle for the startup costs of this system. For $7,000, we could be buying 700 bicycles and giving them away.
These indestructible bikes cost about $1,000 each, plus the cost of the bike stations. The District of Columbia got a federal air quality grant to cover most of the first 3 years. Tommy Wells is a D.C. City Council member and a die-hard bike commuter. He says investing in bike sharing is well worth it for the number of people it's gotten riding bikes.
There's always going to be groups of grumpy folks that came up during a time when streets were only for cars. And so they're going to have to adapt.
Whether you think it sounds like fun or a waste of money, bike sharing may be coming to a city near you. Already about 10 U.S. cities are sharing bikes. Now, Boston is planning to launch this summer. San Francisco has a regional system in the works. And New York City is looking to roll out some 10,000 shared bikes early next year. For NPR News, I'm Jacob Fenston.